tasted of the strange, twisted and deranged, and I ate that little game you had called.
Hello and welcome to WMFO.
Turn my mic on.
1 second.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, go combine with Laney because I clicked all the buttons and nothing is happening.
The slider. Perchance? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Why does it hate me?
Okay, so our only other official host's mic is not working, but this is The Corner, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. There she is. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome.
Hello.
I'm Alex. That's Ari.
Yeah.
Our other co-host, Mia, is not here today, unfortunately. You just heard Crying Lightning by the Arctic Monkeys because our theme this week is popular artists, but less popular songs by those artists that you may not have heard if you're familiar, like most people probably are. Any comments, Ari?
If you're real like us.
Yeah. Real ones know.
Yeah, real ones know. Rest of you guys have not heard these songs, so we're putting you on tonight.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we have Life is Simple in the Moonlight by The Strokes.
Very good song.
Thank you. Once upon a time, at the foot of a great mountain, there was a town where the people known as Happy Folk lived. Their very existence a mystery to the rest of the world, obscured as it was by great clowns. Here they played out their peaceful lives, innocent of the litany of excess and violence that was growing in the world below. To live in harmony with the spirit of the mountain called Monkey was enough. Then one day, strange folk arrived in the town. They came in camouflage, hidden behind dark glasses, but no one noticed them. They only saw shadows. You see, without the truth of the eyes, the happy folk were blind.
Falling out of aeroplanes and hiding out in holes, waiting for the sunset to come, people going home. Jump out from behind them and shoot them in the head. Now everybody dancing, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead.
In time, the strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain. And it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above all things, and soon they began to mine the mountain, its rich seam fueling the chaos of their own world. Meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folks slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives? And as the strange folk mined deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monkey. For the first time, the happy folk felt fearful, for they knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. Then there came a sound, distant first, that grew into cacophony so immense that it could be heard far away in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing.
Oh, a little town in the USA, the time has come to see. There's nothing you believe you want. But where were you when it all came down on me? Did you call me?
Okay, that first song was Sheila Take a Bow by The Smiths, and that was Fire Coming Out of the Monkey's Head by The Gorillaz.
String like a broke guitar, and he still put it down like the family dog. Yeah, I murdered one. Explain it all, Ferguson. We ain't gotta sing the same old love song. Cut a white girl with the same black gloves on. Yeah, what you saying to it? Old money, look, no money, don't do it. Make a turn around in they lane like a UA, and I'm only looking back if I'm looking at her booty. At her booty. What's the rationale? They wanna smoke niggas when they black them out, so we act it out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
till I'm blue faced on a Tuesday.
Can I have some? Hashtag niggas be like, put a plus 18 on an Evite. And I said what I felt, no rewrite. Nah, they can't hold me. June, July, drop something. I double dare you. I mark summers. I scorch winters. I burn autumns. Gut niggas so Kurt Vonner. El Vonner, got a crush on her. I gotta wait in line for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody gotta rhyme with that. Too true like it's 2 Chainz. Blue blood like you both gangs.
Where we were, kind of thing. Bet you'd fall.
Hello.
We got a special new segment for our audience this beautiful night.
Yes, and that was One Crawl. I don't know how you actually pronounce that. I always pronounce it I Crawl because I didn't realize it was like segmented.
Yeah, but there's like two and three as well.
Yeah, I thought you were saying like I'm crawling.
I
like
crawl.
Guys.
Okay, I crawl.
Anyways, Childish Gambino. So, there's no new news besides RFK being in charge of health, which
Stop.
Is...
So,
wait, you have to... You should do your...
Do this segment.
Okay. I...
It's a slime segment.
Okay, yes, it's a slime segment.
You can't just
Sorry.
Start poking it without intro. Okay.
Sorry.
You got some slime. Okay, ASMR, let's go.
Oh, my God. Wait, this is insane. Do you want to talk about your slime?
So, I got this slime for my birthday. I ordered it off Instagram. It smells like lemon cleaning supplies. It's really awesome. And you know what? While this slime is going on, I'm going to take a moment to read our PSA.
This is so real.
Here are some numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths in the United States. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. This is an old piece of paper. It might be worse. But the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you guys for listening. And thank you for also listening to the ASMR.
I was panicking for a second. It was getting on the wires.
Okay, let's not... Let's move. Let's go.
Okay,
our
move
next
on.
Song is another one of Ari's picks. That last one was Ari's pick. I think I also.
Ooh.
Day Tripper by the Beatles was played. And now.
We have. We have It Almost Worked. Oh, okay. Can you.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Slime
segment needs some revising in the future,
Click.
But. It Almost Worked is from the outtakes of French Exit by TV Girl, which is their most popular album. You guys should listen to it. I didn't know it existed until recently. It's very, very good. Without further ado.
Looks the same.
All right. So that was Skin Tight featuring Steve Lacy. This is, I'm pretty sure, the same person that he collaborated with for Sunshine, which was one of his hits on Gemini Rights, which is his most recent album, because we haven't gotten a new one. There's a few songs with the two of them that are very, very good, so I would recommend. But yeah, last one we have is Reuse the Cells by Car Seat Headrest. Alex and I were bonding over this in the WMFO group chat because, is this niche?
I think so. I mean, I don't really.
We are kind of detached from reality over here, so let us know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. All Car Seat Headrest is kind of in a bubble, I would say, but it's a good song. Yeah. You guys are going to love it.
Great. All right.
Will it be like before? Will it be like before? me tell you something, yeah? Yeah, that can whine. Okay.
All these people, you know it's movie star Johnny, UK dancer general. And right now, me are going to introduce a song. We are going to take over the world. Please, we are going to run the dance floor. FKA Twigs, Shy Girl, play the song. See the song, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, that can whine, but girl that can dance. And I'm just meaning like, she just lets herself be free and is so expressive and just don't give a fuck. More sexier than that.
True say, but never realized that the Capri Sun energy, where's a grind up on in your area? Let's start it again. Boom, boom, tackers when you can't find a winder. But everybody wants to send up for my love. Sticky sweet, I'm gonna be like a killer. A killer.
Gripping on my body,
you can hold it.
Never stop, I am in our body.
Who control it?
Not enough, just a little more. Eyes wide shut, we can rock till the morning. Peppy got an itch, I could pacify. Tell me when, tell me where, I can reach your body fine.
Capri Sun energy,
look away.
Capri Sun energy. Don't stop, don't stop. Peppy, Peppy, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Switch it.
Like I could be with a girl and she can't dance.
Let's start it again.
Bars low, text low, no goodbyes, no exo. My flight delay, no echo. Cause the plan's urgent. I'm trying to get home like the men's version. Emergency until I see you, and then you can hold mine like a hand surgeon. But let me take your boat off with a nest part of that so I can show off. You my gift that I can't get until I get to that front door. It's fluorescent if I leave with the lights on.
Okay, so those were some of our friend Mia's additions. Can't really speak to those because she's not here, but I do think that that one Tyler, the Creator song that we just listened to, Lights On, is a really mythical pull, because that one, the one of the new adaptations of The Grinch had like asked him to make a song for them or something. I don't know. Did you want to say anything about this? We have some guests here, by the way. We have Sophie and Lainey, our dear, dear friends, who look like... Sophie might be on her deathbed. I don't know if she's still with us.
I don't think my mic's working, but that's okay.
Do you want to speak here?
Hello. Okay. Hello. When I was told that they were playing the Tyler, the Creator Grinch song, I was picturing, like, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch type beat, and it was not that. Like, do you know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was picturing. But that was... I thoroughly... I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Don't talk about Slimegate!
I thoroughly enjoyed that. So thank you, Mia, for that mythical poll.
Yes, couldn't have said it better myself. Now we're going to be taking a brief, do you want to, no, we have a mystery homeless man in here. Could not even imagine who that could be. It's getting rough, guys. It's almost 4 a.m. Okay. We're going to play a really great song from Carsey Headrest that me and Alex like, called Beach Life and Death. It's very long, so we've been waiting to play it. But Mia isn't here, so what better time than now? Hope you've been liking the music so far. Okay. That's all I have to say.
That's not a good atmosphere, and I thought about you. There were signs on the roads that warned me of stop signs. The speed limit kept decreasing by 10 as we entered a town about halfway there. It was almost raining at the train station. We put our hoods on our heads at the train station. We threw rocks into the river. The river underneath the train tracks. And when the train came, it was so big and powerful. When it came to the little station, I wanted to put my arms around it. But the conductor looked a little funny, so we had to say goodbye and leave. The Monopoly board still in the backseat. Took that nightmare turn to get out of town. Ran into the decreasing speed limits again.
What should I do?
Eat breakfast.
What should I do?
Eat lunch.
What should I do?
Eat dinner.
What should I do?
Go to bed.
Where can I go?
Go to the store.
Where can I go?
Apply for jobs.
Where can I go?
Go to a friend's.
Where can I go?
Go to bed. We'll be right back.
don't know if we're boyfriends yet. Do you have any crimes that we can use to pass the time? I'm running out. We'll be right back.
This is The Corner, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening tonight, guys. We're out of here. Hope you enjoyed that. Beach Life and Death is not over, but that's about the nature of that song if you've never listened to it before. Have a great... Anyone want to say anything?
Beach Life and Death is never over. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.